Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack.
And I'm Cindy.
I don't know why I'm screaming, but that's what I seem to do.
Love your dancing during the music.
I dance. Yeah. I'm a dancing fool. Maybe I should go on YouTube and dance.
Please
and then
don't.
They'll see it and they'll go, oh, this guy has to be on Survivor of the Amazing Race.
No. Well, they're going to look at it and say, oh my gosh, no.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yes.
Well, that hurts. I'm hurt and I don't have my notepad in front of me, which is even worse because what happened in this race, I don't know. We had, I think, a huge mistake.
Oh, I'm with you.
I think we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it on emotions. And they made an emotional pick, you know, a choice. And it wasn't even a tough challenge. You just fly, look for the, you know.
But do you really know when you're doing this stuff?
When you're doing the race?
Again, you know, when we're sitting on our nice, comfortable couch, chair, bed, whatever everybody else, or whatever anyone's doing watching this.
I sit on a bed of nails.
Okay,
so
anyway.
I want to experience the pain.
That explains why you're such an ASS.
That's what I want to experience the pain everybody else experiences on shows like this.
Okay, anyway. So,
in fact, I sharpen the nails before I get on it.
I swear to gosh, I'm going to kick your...
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway. I didn't use that word.
I said gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm going to kick.
Anyway.
Why give me a headache?
Are you through? Because you give me a headache.
Give me a headache, jeez. Can you get to the point? What is
I forgot
point?
What I was going to say now, you son of a gun.
It was a bed of nails.
No, I'm saying, I remember, okay. So we're sitting, everybody's watching wherever they're watching it from, you know, in the car or whatever. And
all right, hold on. Who's watching in the car?
Oh, dear God, can I finish?
Why did I just cause an accident? I was watching The Amazing Race.
I'm done. I'm not going to talk the rest of this podcast.
Were you drinking and driving? No, I was watching The Amazing Race, officer.
For someone who gets extremely upset that people interrupt them is really very rude as a podcaster interrupter.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
That's podcasting etiquette 101. Interrupt the person that's not making any sense.
You haven't let me finish.
Well, can you finish? How many people watch The Amazing Race? I want to know one person that is watching The Amazing Race.
Okay, example. Can I give you an example?
Sure.
You sure, jerk? Are you going to interrupt me?
I'm going to interrupt you. Hey, pull over and watch that thing.
Okay, jerk, are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how many cheerleading competitions have you gone to where you watch something on your little handheld in your car? Many times. Now people have iPads, and I'm going to show you how wrong you were. And I hope someone answers back and corrects Mr. ASS over there, who thinks he's all that and a cup of tea.
ASS, ho, ho.
Anyway.
I don't like tea.
You can also, if you have DirecTV and pay or whatever you have, can watch it live on your iPad in your car. And they could be maybe taking their kid off somewhere.
I'd rather be watching in a bed of nails.
Anyway, so any of us that are watching it from our own place or where we're watching it from, Jerkola, we all can make our own thinking, oh, this is ridiculous. Why did we do it this way? We're not in that moment. That's the point I was trying to make 25 billion minutes ago.
Armchair quarterbacking.
Yes.
But I still say, we said before they even did it. And we said even, I think we even talked about last week, don't use the express pass until you have to use it.
Correct. Because remember, I think it was one part that, like, either first or second leg, they were thinking about using it. And I was like, don't use it already.
Because they wanted to get rid of it was an emotional decision. They wanted to get rid of Justin.
Right.
As Justin will tell you, he's a student of the game. It's a mistake. It always comes back to bite you. If you do it.
I hate to dislike him because he reminds me of you. Like, I kind of, no. Can you let me talk?
All bald people don't look alike.
No,
what's the deal here?
That's not what I meant.
So Justin's bald, I'm bald, so of course we're the same?
I swear on my life I'm going to stop talking if you keep interrupting.
That's a ratings bonanza.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say, jerk, is that...
Jerk? Wow.
What I'm trying to say...
If I wasn't bald, would I still be a jerk?
Yes. It has nothing to do with your hair.
Okay. Well, I don't have any hair.
Look at... What's that guy who used to have the lollipop in his mouth? What was his name?
Lollipop in his mouth.
Yeah, he was an actor. He was.
Oh, Telly Savalas.
Yeah, listen, Telly Savalas. Shut up.
Who loves you, baby? Right now, nobody.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is he...
I don't know. You've been trying to say something for like the first 7 minutes of this podcast.
You know, now I have a little more sympathy for my son.
What?
Is this what you do to him?
I don't do anything to him.
Okay.
Allow him to speak. He's the producer. He can cut me off anytime he wants.
I guess he could. Well, obviously, I need to figure out how to get into that job.
Well, you just come over here. You switch seats. That's all there is to it. You switch seats. You can do whatever you want.
So the reason why I don't want to dislike him is because, you know, he's probably waited his whole life to be on this.
Yeah.
You know, eventually one day you're going to be on it. I just feel someday maybe you'll be on Survivor. I don't know. You might be 100, but you'll be on it.
Don't, I'm good at these challenges. And don't vote me
he's
off.
He's so excited to be there, and he really knows the game. Like, I know you could go on there, and you probably would really know the game, too, of Survivor, and figure this all out, and you'll be able to play the social game great, because you're just a great social game person, and because you're good, you're kind, and you're just, you're good. You're good at that kind of stuff. And so that's why I don't want to dislike Justin, because I'm just like, oh, you know, he's so excited to be there. He wanted to be there for how many years? He's probably watched this. Like, how many? You've been watching this, what, 20 years? Yeah. 20 years you've been doing?
20 years.
Well,
Survivor's only been on for since 2000.
So you've been watching it 20 seasons, right? Has it been 20 seasons?
See, Survivor's 30. It's the 30th season, I believe.
Okay, so 15 years you've been watching it.
Yeah.
So to finally get on, and even if I know you'll probably go, let's say you get on Survivor. Let's just say it. And you'll be a jerk, and everybody will hate you. And... but you're going to be like, you want to root for you because you waited 15 years to finally get on it.
Everyone's going to hate me because I'm the ball-headed guy, and people hate ball-headed people. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's not what you're saying?
I did say just a second ago that I'm kind of contradicting myself when I said, because a second ago I said, you're a nice guy, people will like you, and then I just said nobody's going to like you. So what is it?
Because you're just sitting and you're watching it from your TV.
No, because you're driving me crazy right now.
So how am I supposed to know what's going on?
I can't even think right.
So now, Justin, I had a little more sympathy for Justin today. At the end when the orphanage thing, you know,
everybody looks like they donated.
No, I'm not. They donated what they had left. That was part of the deal. But they seemed sincere with him and Diana when they were talking about it. They did seem sincere when they were talking.
Oh, I don't think they're terrible people.
No, I don't think either, so either. I think he's just he's a braggadocious about the game. He thinks he's an expert on the game, and he was right. But he was right about this. You don't use your Express Pass if you don't have to use your Express
Pass.
And it was a terrible move. Because I kept looking at the time, going, not a lot of time left in this game. What's going on here? So in this episode. But anyway, you want to get ready with the episode?
You sure we can do that?
I think we can. Team Texas tells. Wants to get rid of Justin and Diana, and they tell the news anchor people.
Yes.
And then they tell everybody. Everybody knows it.
No. I thought they just told those two guys.
No, they said spread the word.
Oh.
Their plan was that they would get there first.
Okay.
And
but wasn't it a double U-turn?
It was double U-turn. But what happened was, no, you could U-turn. What would happen is they would get up there, and they would U-turn. They would have someone U-turn them.
Got it.
So they couldn't U-turn them.
Got it.
So they couldn't U-turn anybody else.
Right.
But I'm shaking my head. I go, it's too early in the game. And the challenge, so anyway, they're going to, was it Zamba?
Yeah, something like that.
Zambia. Zambia, Africa. I wrote it down, but I can't read my writing. Justin says he's a student of the game. And I believe, when he's, you know, we kind of make fun of him, but he does know his game. He does know the game.
You're right.
Whereas Team Texas is just all emotion.
I don't think that they don't know the game. I just think they don't like them that much, and that's why they want to get rid of them.
You can't let your emotions dictate the game. Anything you do, you have to keep your emotions in check.
You're right.
And they didn't. Only four teams go on the first flight, and then the other four teams go on the second flight. It's only 15 minutes difference, though.
Yeah.
But it did seem like they got in a lot later.
Yeah, it did, because you're right. It was only 15 minutes. But I would think if there was any kind of delay like that, they would have showed that in the show. So obviously, but it did seem like they got in a lot later.
And then Logan and Chris are on the second flight. And for the longest time, I thought Logan was the guy and Chris was the girl.
It was the other way around. Yeah, we found that out.
So I apologize, Logan and Chris, that I was mistaken.
I'm surprised nobody corrected us.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe no one knew.
Oh.
And then I said, too many people know, because they keep talking about the plan.
Yeah.
Team Texas says if we, you know, do poop. I said, there's too many people know the plan. If you're going to have a plan like that, you never know who's with you and who's against you. So I wouldn't have told that many people. There's no reason to tell that many people.
Correct. But here's my question to you. So how many, they're not always together as a group, right? They're not, unless they stay together at night.
Right.
When they're in the race, they're really not hanging out with each other. They're doing the race. So the only time they would get to know these people is where if they have a stop and they're staying overnight and maybe they talk. So we see this, we see them on the TV part, but maybe because everybody dislikes Justin and
I don't know if they dislike him because we didn't see a lot of dislike today. I think a lot of people see them now as a threat. I think they see him as a strong team.
True.
So here, I think it's more. It's I think they've disliked him. He's kind of obnoxious, but I think also that he's a strong player. So they're both strong players. You want to get rid of him.
Okay.
Anyway. Let's see. Kelsey and Joey are in first. They get blessed. The woman drinks water.
Yes, and
then spits.
Spit it in their face.
Well, some got spit in the face.
Some got the shoes. Some got in their chest.
So that's a blessing.
Yeah, that seemed weird.
But no, it's just the culture. I mean,
not the spitting. I'm just the inconsistency of it.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, but that's okay. Second flight gets in. Cindy and Rick are in fifth place. I noticed that there's just animals everywhere.
Africa.
I know, but you got elephants, you got goats, you got dogs, you got monkeys, you got boars, you got everything going around.
Dogs
here.
And cats living together.
Mass hysteria. I just, you see a stray cat around here, people, stray cat, call the pound. You know, it's just how it is, in America.
Yes, in America.
In America. America. Yes. It's just a different culture. I just noticed that, like your daughter was saying, goes, here we got to dodge deer at night. What would you dodge monkeys?
I know. Can you imagine driving at night and having to dodge a monkey?
I didn't see any streetlights. No. How many monkeys get hit by a car because they don't go to the crosswalk? It's just it's a sad thing.
That joke was bad. Try again.
That's all I have.
You have it written down too?
No, I don't have it written down. I just
tell the monkey joke.
The little monkey.
Dance like the monkey.
Next roadblock is a micro flight.
Yes.
And
at that point, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I was looking at my daughter's and her. We went wedding shopping today, and I was looking at the
wedding
dress.
Shopping or
wedding dress trying on.
Trying yes to the dress, basically.
So I was looking at the dress again. I apologize.
And you said something. I go, are you not paying attention?
And I said, oops.
I guess it's a good thing I write notes down.
Thank God for
that's why
you.
That's why I'm sitting over here, and you're sitting over there. Until
what
you pay,
would I do without you?
Until you pay
attention. Praise the Lord
until you
that
pay
you're my man. Am I interrupting you? What's the problem? You don't like it?
Until you pay attention.
Whatever.
The whole episode. You can't sit here. Team Texas uses their express pass, and we all went, no. It's just a flying one. It's just fly. That's all you do, and you look for the flag.
I know.
You look for the the Amazing Race thing. I go, what the hell? What are you doing? Your marker.
Don't you read the stuff first before you decide to use it?
Well, they thought they would just get so far.
I didn't see that part. They didn't read it?
No, they read it. They just thought they'd get so far ahead. They didn't care. Their goal was to get ahead and U-turn him. They wanted to get rid of him. Justin gives a history on the U-turn.
Yes.
Yeah, so... you don't do it. It always comes back to bite you. It's too early. And I agreed with Justin.
Yeah, I agree.
Because now they have to give the express pass to someone else.
Right.
So they made a huge mistake. Joey talks with Justin about forming an alliance, and Joey goes, "Yeah, we'll work with anybody until I don't mind stabbing you in the back either."
Because he didn't say that in his face.
No. He waited until he's behind his back to say it.
Yeah.
Which is what we do in America.
I thought we only did that in the South.
Mommy Dearest gets blessed in her face.
I don't like them. I like him. I don't like her.
But it's funny. Randy on the Facebook page said the same thing. Mommy Dearest, because she wasn't happy about it. She's like going, her luck was just like scary.
I was glad they spit in her face.
I think because as they're flying around, I thought it was cool.
Oh,
beautiful scene.
I couldn't do it though. I know you said you'd do the flight, but it would scare me.
I'd do the flight. Some people were putting their arms back, and that propeller was right there.
I know.
Did they not tell you, hey, keep your arms in the?
And then the cheerleaders. Oh my God, they kept screaming. That would have killed me in the front, being the pilot.
Well, you said he
that.
Kept dripping, dropping.
So maybe it didn't bother him.
No, I guess not. So anyway, it was a beautiful scenery.
Yeah,
the waterfall
that
was great.
Waterfall
it was just
beautiful.
Amazing, and seeing the wildlife, it's just incredible.
The flag was really easy to see, though. I thought it was going to be harder, and that somebody would be able to miss it.
We did think at first, they got to look for the flag.
Yeah.
We said, maybe someone will miss it, but
right.
Nobody missed it.
No, it was large enough. There was no way you could have missed it.
Well, they were like, the guy would tilt it to it.
Yeah,
here,
true.
Here. That's why it was stupid to use the express pass. It was just dumb.
But they didn't know.
But you didn't need to use it. You were never you're one of the top two teams. Why use it? You don't use it till you have to use it. If you're listening, guys, I told you you chose not to listen. Let's see. And then now they're heading to Zimbabwe.
Yes.
So they have to, and nobody. Nobody. Hold on a second.
What's the matter? You can't remember your notes?
Well, after rereading what I wrote, it says, nobody plays a game better than Justin.
Right.
That was said by Justin.
Yes.
Here, Justin.
That's why I don't like him.
Justin, let people tell you play the good game. Basically, they're telling him that because they want to get him out. they are telling him that. But of course, if someone's willing to get someone out other than me, I'm all for it.
But again, isn't it? I know it's not like Survivor, so it's not a social game, but it is a social game.
It
so
is a social game.
We all know our faults. Mm-hmm. I know things about myself. Like, I know I could be very strong-willed and pushy and controlling. So when I meet people, it's not like I try to hide who I am. I just try not to throw it all out there because I could be overwhelming. So the point to this story is, He's got to know he's obnoxious.
But I think he's doing it because he wants to be remembered.
That's fine.
He's not just there to win. He's there to be
remembered.
That's
fine. But be a little more control when you're around other people so they don't hate you as much.
That's true.
Let them hate you because you're good at what you're doing. Don't let them hate you because you have a big mouth.
Don't give them another reason to be.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay for someone to, I hate the word hate, but it's okay to dislike someone because they're a strong group, like, you're thinking
like the Beatles,
right?
That's a strong group.
Whatever.
No.
Like Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Or Patriots. They're good.
Because they win.
They win. They don't need to do any talking. They're great at what they do. They can keep them. They don't have to.
Well, the Patriots players don't do the talking because their fans do all the talking.
True, but what I'm trying to say is Justin doesn't need to open his mouth to say how fabulous he is.
A bunch of Justins. I'm kidding.
I know, but listen, he doesn't need to say anything. He shows it in his skills. Keep your mouth shut.
But he wants to be. He just doesn't want to be on the show. He wants to be remembered.
He can be remembered by his great skills and understanding the game.
Well, that's just not what he's.
Well, he's an idiot.
Is he an idiot? He's on the show, and he, you know, if he wins, then he who knows what's going to happen.
True. But eventually, someone's going to try to get you out.
That could be. The girls mess up. Jasmine and Danielle, they mess up. They went to the wrong.
Yeah.
They went to the wrong club. We thought, oh my gosh, they're done.
I thought they were done, but no.
And we liked them as a team.
Yeah, I like them as a team too.
So he goes, oh no, you have to go back that way. We're in a different country.
Yeah.
And I did like how the fact that everybody was telling, yeah, it's down this way.
That's one thing I was like, remember I was telling you a couple days ago when we were talking some more about Amazing Race. I was like, you know, there's really nobody I dislike. You know, usually when we watch it, there's one time like, oh, I can't wait for them to go. There isn't, even Justin, no matter how much I can't stand him because it's just how he knows the game, I don't want him to go. So there isn't anybody I'm just like, I wish I'd go. Except for Mommy Dearest, maybe. Not the son, but her.
Yes. But
we can separate them.
She was low-key today, though.
She was. Well, that's how they portrayed her, low-key today.
The spit in the face, though. If you guys didn't see it, go back and watch it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Her face is like...
Yes, her eyes are like,
I just
scary.
Put on my lipstick and eyeliner. And now you mess me up. Team Texas, I wrote down, screwed up. Because they realized they screwed up because they're doing that long drive. They're thinking, oh, okay, this is not what we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So they already know. They know that even the guy's hair was starting to tilt.
And then when they get to Zimbabwe and they get to the backpack place, is that where we're at? Are you there yet?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, anyway, they get there and you open up. So you're thinking you're going to think, and they open up and it sees the times. And when I saw the difference of time is like 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Really, then it came all to a head and
they knew they were camping out because it was 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So they knew they were camping out the next day.
So basically, it was all for nothing.
Yep, all for nothing. It's too bad. And then
the whole time I'm thinking, well, where's the U-turn?
Yeah, it wasn't there. That's what they thought they were going to come in. Yeah. They thought there was going to be a U-turn there. And they got, because that was the whole plan.
Right.
They'd get there, they U-turn them, they'd have to go back and do the other.
Right.
Know, but there was no other challenge, so I don't know what they were doing. So anyway, Team Green.
Yeah, there was two challenges. There was the...
But not yet, though.
Oh, the croquet and the...
We're not there. But Team Green and Team Texas tell each other they won't U-turn each other. But then in the confessional, they said... Well, it's for $1 million. Do you wonder?
Now you pass it because you went after before the croquet.
No. They talked about it before.
Oh.
But do you think Team Texas would have U-turned them because the?
I'm hot, baby.
Okay. Anyway, someone's got an ego. Do you think Team Texas would have U-turned them if they had a chance?
I took them for their word.
Took them for their word.
I know maybe that was stupid, but I really thought that when they both shook hands, I didn't. Trust Justin, but I did trust the Texas people. I don't know why.
Okay. Then the two challenges are croquet and staining a giraffe, a wooden giraffe, which was pretty cool. I said I'd do the croquet in a second. You were like doing that.
I was like, no, I said I'd do the giraffe.
I said, no, the croquet would be faster.
Yeah. I know that's what you said, but and then when we watched the whole thing, I was wrong. You were right. I know. Go ahead, say, because that's usually what it's been in our 30 years relationship.
I don't want to say that because I don't want to sound like Justin, but I was right.
Well, I didn't realize it until you watched it that they also had to put the shellac part on it. I thought they just had to do the staining of it. I was like, God, you could do that in 5-10 minutes. The croquet
with a toothbrush.
Yes.
Yeah, I was a croquet thing. I could have done it blindfolded.
Oh, okay.
I've been like a joke.
Have you played croquet?
Yes.
Really?
We used to play all the time as a kid. We used to go to Mission Bay and play.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never played it.
Played all the time.
Look at you. Whoa, poor.
We used to have little tournaments down there in Mission Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
So
hey,
there.
30 years together, I learned something new about
you. There you go.
Today.
That's what happens when you watch The Amazing Race. You get to learn things about your spouse.
Yes.
Let's see. Logan and Chris seem to fight a lot. Not fight, but they...
Oh, they bicker a lot. I didn't think that was that way,
I would say, last week I would have said Chris is the instigator because that's who I thought she was, but Logan is the instigator.
Yes.
She's the one that...
Very condescending when she speaks to him.
Yeah, she goes, no, we're going to do it. Listen.
Yeah.
But she just wants him to pay attention. He's more like, let's go off.
Fly by the seat of my pants
exactly,
kind of thing.
Exactly. Team Texas and Team Green are neck and neck. They're doing the croquet
thing.
I'm stressing out.
Oh my God, they're going to U-turn, man. I don't want them out.
So they get the cab. Team Green gets it first.
Yeah.
Cab second. They come down. They go, they're already here? Well, they left before you. Did you pass them along the way? Was there a monkey stop somewhere? You went around them? I don't know. I just was shocked. They go, oh, they're here already? They left in front of you.
Right.
Unless there was some editing that we didn't see.
I don't know.
Let's see. But they chose, we choose not to U-turn anybody.
Yep.
And so they didn't U-turn them. So they get there and they're like, okay, we choose not to U-turn anybody.
Right.
So no one.
And the Texas guys really respected Justin and what's his girlfriend's name?
Diana.
They really respected that. And they said that, you know, God, I really respected, you know, I didn't, you know, you got to give, they should have, you know, U-turned us. We were the stronger team and
they did.
Just as strong as them. And I'm really surprised they kept to their word. So I thought that was cool.
So maybe there's now, it'd be more like since they're on an even playing field.
Right.
They both don't have they don't have the express pass anymore.
Right.
Do they now just go?
Huh.
And anyway, so you got Justin, but then they find out that the race is continuing.
And you hate that.
No, I like that.
Oh, you do? I thought you hated that.
No. I like.
What's the one you don't like?
I don't like the non-elimination round.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I like when the race continues.
Oh.
I always feel that's the way they should do it. Not have a non-elimination round. Let's see, but
which would make sense because they slept that night at that place,
right.
So that would make sense. The race would still be continued,
mm-hmm.
And then they gave money and stuff like that to everybody, to the group there, and I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
and then they kept going on, huh?
So maybe you know the people watching TV Amazing Race, they can see this and maybe donate some money. Let's see. Basically, so they're all still racing.
See the first two teams.
So yeah, first,
and
two
then te- Phil wants them to decide
who they're going to get.
Their,
go, well, we're friends with every.
I know.
Can they give it to Justin and Diana? Or is it too late to give it? They have to give it to someone.
They can't give it to them.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. They're the strongest team, right?
Right.
They can only use it to a certain time.
Right.
Why would you give it? Now, at this point now, why would you give it to a weaker team?
I still wouldn't give it to them.
I always said you should give it to a stronger team. Well, no, before I think I said give it to a weaker team. I don't know. Who would you give it to?
I would give it to the people that they originally talked to about doing the U-turn with, the news people.
Yeah. But they said they would give it to anybody who got there first and U-turned. They didn't say we'll give it to anybody who U-turns Justin and Diana.
Right. I don't know. That's a hard one.
So that's where we're at.
I bet they'll put the name in a hat and pull it out.
But
they can't sit there too long because it's causing them time.
The race is continuing.
Yeah.
So I would...
You know what I would tell Phil? I got it. I would give it to him and say, whoever's the next one, whoever comes in third, give it to them. And then they don't have to pick anybody.
Well, that is the best way to do it. If you like all the teams behind you, there you go. Perfect. That is perfect. I bet you that's what
do I get a cookie?
No. But I bet you that's what they do.
Because that's what I would do. I would like, okay, I don't want to have to decide. So whoever comes in third, because they really don't know who's behind them.
No, they don't.
They don't know where it's at.
No, because, Mommy, I was impressed by Mommy Dearest and James. They got the okay thing quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the news team, Kelsey and Joey. Joey goes, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, hey.
He used swear words.
He did. He goes, we're racing for money.
Yeah.
We're racing.
It's like the same thing when she yelled at him because he yelled about the monkeys.
Yeah.
So he's a little zealous.
Well, he was excited as the monkeys.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Dance with the monkeys.
It's like that one time we went somewhere and you were being all geeked out. Oh, well, we went on the Lost set and you were being all thing. And,
I was not.
And you're totally geeking out. And I said, "Have you been there before?"
But I hadn't.
So she reminded me when she said to him, like, quiet down about the monkeys. Like she wanted to say to him,
you know, you're driving around and you see monkeys everywhere. I mean, how often do you get to see that?
True. When,
maybe on the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland.
Yeah, but you were pretty geeked out when you saw Evangelina. I never say her name right.
Lily?
Lily.
Oh,
she is a beautiful girl.
She was geeked out to see me.
Okay.
I think so. I had to, I told her.
I have never in my life seen you get like, oh my God. I know you met Dorothy Hamill. She's Dorothy Hamill's, Jack's other love of his life. I'm not his love of his life, but Dorothy Hamill's his other one. And I never, even though we were working together at the time, he was working at another facility, and I never got to see his time when he got to meet her.
I was calm.
You were calm? I wish I would have seen that. I wish I would have seen that.
No, in fact, I had to tell Evangeline Lilly, act like you've been here before.
But when you saw her, oh my God, I had it. You were like over
well,
and over again.
We're walking right next to each other. She's walking down. We're both walking down.
Oh, I wish your listeners could. Oh God, if I could have videotaped that.
I had sunglasses on though.
I know you did, but oh my gosh. You were just hilarious. It was hilarious.
Either way.
It was my favorite moment of you.
Well, she's walking down the stairs. I'm walking down the stairs.
Right.
The two trailers.
Right.
I walked right by her, and she just kind of looked at me. I just kept walking. I go, oh, my God, it's Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah, you kept going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my gosh, stop.
But what was she saying, though?
She didn't even notice you, honey. Sorry.
Who let the bald guy on the set?
Who looked the old-looking?
Who let the Charger fan on the set?
No body, no hair.
No, I had a body back then. Remember, before I had shoulder surgery.
Oh, that's right. You did have a nice body.
So there.
Yeah, I forgot you did have a nice. There is a nice picture of you on the beach.
So there.
Your body.
Apologize.
I apologize.
Apologize.
I apologize.
Anyway, that's all we got. It's a short show, 27 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Of that 27 minutes, you kept interrupting me at least 20 minutes.
Well, I had to make the podcast last. It's called stretching it out.
Whatever.
It's an old podcast trick. I've been podcasting 10 years. It's a veteran podcasting trick to get the most out of your podcasting. Things so
really,
yeah,
that does not make sense to me at all.
That doesn't matter, doesn't have to.
Okay, you're awful arrogant today. Who died and left you in charge?
Well, obviously, I'm in charge because I'm behind the computer stuff.
Okay,
oh, I forgot to talk about the Patreon stuff.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
So, if you'd like to help support this podcast and other podcasts, we have The Amazing Race. Obviously, Amazing Race. We have Survivor with Jack, Colleen, and Jay. We have the Leftovers podcast.
Yes.
We have
Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys.
With also The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys.
Walking Dead. Don't like that show. Sorry. It's silly.
It's a great show.
No.
It's a great show.
No. I'll have nightmares all night. It's like when our daughter's fiance walked into my room with
the horse,
horse head on him, just about peed my pants.
We also do the Lost Podcast, Ramblecast. The Married Man Podcast is back.
Yes, I heard that. That was my favorite whenever Dale comes over to the studio.
Because
the whole walls and everything shake. Because he stomps his feet a lot.
He stomps his feet.
And then,
to be fair, he had an injury.
That's true.
But to be fair, he also stomped his feet before the injury.
Yes, true. And the other thing, he laughs so hard, I'm afraid we're going to have to run in here and give him CPR. And I won't do it, will you?
No.
Okay.
Dale's
so
on his
he's
own.
He's done. Okay.
It's like, have you ever seen the original Longest Yard?
I wouldn't see that show. You know that.
Okay. Anyway, there's a scene where a guy needs CPR, and they go, it's Ray Nitschke, who's played for Green Bay, and they go, he goes, you want to give him CPR? You want to do it? No.
I shouldn't say that. I wouldn't let somebody die.
That's not really nice. That was mean. That was mean of you. Anyway, so if you'd like to support us, you go to Patreon / Jay and Jack. Help us out if you want, or just listening to us, or spread the word, or give this podcast
right.
a 5-star review.
And then
review.
Someone asked if I would make or do something about my sauce.
If you'd give the recipe towards your sauce, if we got to $3,000, and we kind of jokingly said yes.
But sure.
You said you'd do a video, step-by-step instructions.
Yes.
And your sauce, I got to give you this, is a gift from
And
mom.
I could put it in jars and mail it to people.
Well, would it be good, though?
Wouldn't it be good?
How would you mail it? Does it last? Does it...
It's sauce. It's just tomatoes.
I didn't know how.
I wouldn't send the meat and everything with it. That wouldn't work.
That's the best part, though, is the sausage and the meat.
I'm going to try that thing I saw on BuzzFeed.
What's that?
It's meatballs. I'll make my meatballs, and then you push in mozzarella cubes in it.
Mozzarella cubes.
And then what you do is they're not cooked yet, so you put the meatballs in your crock pot, put the meatballs in, layer of sauce. Meatballs, layer of sauce, meatballs, layer of sauce.
I just gained 5 pounds
listening to
you.
But each meatball has a cube of mozzarella in it, and it's all made around it. So then when you go to eat, and you go to slice open the meatball.
Is it a spicy meatball? That's a spicy meatball.
It's a spicy meatball.
We both screwed it up.
I know. And I'm Italian.
Yeah, I'm not Italian.
No, but I'm still going to make the sauce this weekend, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be special.
Don't get your hopes up. I was thinking.
It is Saturday. It's already Saturday.
It's Friday.
Well, when they're listening to this, it'll be... Well, I don't know when they're going to listen to this because it might not be up because Colleen's sister is getting married.
Yes,
so they're
tomorrow.
Up in, they're
very
up in
exciting.
New York. Yes, so exciting times. Congratulations to the two of them.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to thank three special people that have donated the $50 spot.
Really? Who?
Yeah, Chris O'Brien.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Chris.
Eckhart Richter.
Eckhart, thank you.
I think we're saying his name wrong again, but he said it's okay.
Aw, we should say it right.
Eckhart Richter. He said the way Jay said it, and Jay says Richter.
Okay, what's the first name again?
Eckhart.
Ooh, Eckhart. Very cool name.
That's why I said I just adopt him.
I like the name.
I say adopt him, and then we have Tak from Tokyo.
Tak?
From Tokyo.
Tokyo? Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, how cool is that?
You have someone listen to you in Tokyo?
We have listeners everywhere.
That is so cool.
We had listeners in Saudi Arabia.
Really?
We had listeners in places. We had listeners in, lots of listeners in China.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
Really?
Swear to God. People would send us a message. I'm listening to you from China. I'm listening to you from Kuwait.
That's so
I'm listening
cool.
From, like, I'd be like, wow. And that was when it first started. It was like,
right.
It's just, now it's like, now you're used to it because it's the internet. It's the,
yeah, so I forgot about the internet.
It's such a small world.
Right, right.
But no, it's just, we have friends everywhere. And that's the best thing about being, doing this show is you get friends. You have friends everywhere.
That's true.
I mean, we've met people all over the world.
You have.
It's
have a lot of nice friends, a lot of nice people that do a lot of stuff. And,
yep.
And it makes me happy because you're happy and you love what you're doing.
I do. I don't like The Amazing Race, though, because I have a person that interrupts me all the time. So that can get frustrating because, you know, I get in a roll and I get flowing and then someone's stopping me to say they watched The Amazing Race in their car when I know they weren't watching it in their car. Because I was just watching it with them just 2 minutes ago.
I'm saying
from my bed of nails.
Whatever. I bet you there is someone who has watched it or is watching it in their car. Not driving. That's not what I meant. Of course, you got to take my mistake.
They got their iPad and on their steering wheel. They're,
great.
Oh, no, they're upside down.
As usual, Jack Latfelter has to take my mistake and make it far worse than it really is, and then you're not going to leave me alone about it.
And also, if you go on our page, if you become a patron, you go on our Patreon Facebook page. They're voting on what Jay and I need to talk about on a podcast.
Oh, cool.
So once a month, they get to pick whatever they want. And right now, they're picking new TV shows. So I get to criticize all the new TV shows that are out there.
You watch most of the new ones.
I've seen at least all of them.
Yes.
I haven't seen a lot of them I don't like.
Right.
But some I do like. And then we forgot about the, what's that? Life in Pieces.
Right.
We just
so I love that show. I think it's a great show.
It was funny.
I didn't think it was going to be that good, but I really like it.
We watched the first two episodes and forgot to record it.
Yep.
I still got to watch Blind Spot this week and Quantico.
Which you don't like, but I like those shows. I watched them without you.
No, I like Blind Spot. It just gets it's like, but then Quantico is this. I'm tired.
I don't want to watch it with you because you're going to ruin it for me.
Well, I want the FBI to be smart. They're protecting me. I want them to be smart. And so when they're incompetent, I just don't think the FBI, if you're listening, I don't think you're that incompetent.
I agree with you.
So I know it's done for drama and all that different stuff. But anyway, I want the FBI to act like Justin. I want them to be students of their.
You don't watch that many shows on Thursday night because I watch all the popular shows. You don't watch any of them with me.
I watch once in a while. I'll watch Scandal with you because you'll watch it.
Oh, I love Scandal.
And I watch it.
Grey's Anatomy.
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, you didn't do it the right way.
Grey's Anatomy!
Thank you.
And then we have, what's the other show? Oh, How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah, I haven't watched that in a couple
weeks.
I
already knew how to do it, so I didn't need to watch the show.
Okay.
I mean, it's like the 15th episode, and she's still trying to tell people how to get away with murder.
Sure. All you watched with me was, what was it?
Show? Code Black?
No, I watched Code Black. What was that one I was what's his face is on it with me last night? I was watching it. How come I draw on a blank?
Show last night.
Yeah, her hair's blonde now.
Blacklist. Yeah,
I watched that.
It's funny. I'll watch it. I don't hate it.
No.
But I'll watch like
I like that guy.
Yeah.
That character.
Yeah.
The actor.
Yeah.
And I can't think of his name, but I really, really like him. I hate him in Pretty in Pink, I didn't like him in that one.
You're supposed to dislike him. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? You know people are screaming at us right now.
I know. I can hear him.
Yeah.
Mostly you.
Well, you know where they're screaming at us from? Their car. That's where they're screaming at us from. Because that's what a lot of people listen to the podcast in the car. Now, you can accept that. It's like, okay, I got that. They could listen to it in the car. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm not talking.
Well,
we got
it to go to 35 minutes. So okay. That's pretty good.
I wasn't stretching it to make it go 35 minutes. I was just
That's what I
you
thought you were doing. I was ready to finish a while ago.
Oh.
But
I'm sorry.
You keep talking about this car thing. You're promoting you're promoting dangerous activities with the watching it in your car.
I know people that have gone, dropped their kid off like at soccer or basketball or football practice, cheerleading practice, ballet, skating, gymnastics, whatever it is.
I used to do that all the
time. And they don't want to, maybe they don't want to watch their child practice for that hour or something. You bring your iPad or your iPhone or your whatever thing you have,
you know,
that you can watch.
Your kids are only young for so long, and then they're adults.
Anyway, and then they want to watch something, and they watch them do that.
I used to bring DVDs because we didn't have the internet type thing that when our kids were younger. But we had the DVD players. Our parents had to go to practice, actually have to watch the practice.
Yeah. I'm not saying you don't always watch it. I'm just saying sometimes maybe you don't.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway. All right. That's all we got today. Anything else you got want to add about the show? I can't wait for next, but now I want to see next week who they pick.
I agree.
I think you're going to be 100% right. I think they go,
what
Phil,
do I get if I'm right?
You get a... The slow clap, which I think is a good thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought flowers.
If someone wants to send you flowers, would you write?
Really?
They can send you flowers.
Not even my husband.
All right. If you're right, if they hand it to Phil, say, Phil, my hair's messed. I got to get my hair done before we go. But Phil.
His hair was crooked, by the way.
It was.
And the backpack lodge thing.
Yeah.
It was crooked.
And it was not. It was kind of.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they knew they screwed up. Why is his leg still hurt?
I don't know.
Get over it. Anyway, so if you're right, if Phil goes, hey, Phil, we can't make a decision. We like all the teams behind us. Just give it to the team that finishes third. That's the way to do it. Okay. I think that's what I think you're. I never thought about it, but I think you're 100% right.
Okay,
that's what's gonna. If that happens, I'll get you some flowers.
Woohoo! Everybody hear this now, all of you.
Flowers of my choice.
That's fine. I didn't say it'd be anything
all
expensive.
Right. So I'll just go out to the rose. The rose, and I'll cut the rose.
Sounds good to me. That's the thought that counts.
Okay.
I didn't say you'd spend money.
I'm kidding. And then I'll get you a TV in the car. What size TV do you want in the car?
I'm done.
All right. Where would you put it? On the dash? Because it would block my view when I'm driving.
This is me not talking to you.
The best part about the podcast. All right, guys. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.